Forward Momentum.
Forward Momentum presents Sea of Stars Odyssey.
The core of the Solar Federation has known an extended period of peace and prosperity. But now, tensions with the neighboring Galman Empire threaten to pull the galaxy inexorably into war. At the invitation of the Galman Emperor Deslok, the Solar Federation dispatched a diplomatic mission to the Galman Throne World. At Deslok's request, the delegation traveled aboard the space battleship Argo. Now the Argo is returning to Earth, having completed her mission. Escorted by a large flotilla of Galman warships under the command of General Faust. Emerging from warp space, the Star Force have just monitored a galaxy-wide broadcast from the Empire. Deslok has died.
Captain's Log, September 23rd, 2265. The Argo remains a short jump from the boundary of Galman space. General Faust requested the delay to confirm any update of his orders, given what's occurred. What's occurred? I'm no historian. Better minds than I will try to describe how the galaxy changed with those four words. Emperor Deslok has died. He was many things throughout his life. I choose to remember him as the man who moved heaven and earth to try and prevent the galaxy from falling back into war. I can't imagine what it must be like back on Galmania.
The throne world of Galmania waits for the second shoe to drop. With the death of Deslok, the common people are in shock, but the wiser among them eye the aristocracy with unease. They know that at any moment, one lordling or another will gather enough courage to move, and the world will be consumed in fire. The people look to the Emperor's Majordomo Masterson as their greatest hope. That perhaps Masterson can hold the predators at bay. One such predator is the head of the political office, Jenner. He is the quiet shark that slides silently through the shadows, constantly moving, constantly looking for his next victim. Jenner is the name parents use to conjure good behavior from bad children. And unbeknownst to Masterson, Jenner has just entered his outer office.
My Emperor. I will carry out your wishes.
Sir, your appointment is here.
Thank you. Send him in.
Sorry to interrupt the flow of your day, old boy.
Jenna, I've no time for your games.
Because you're expecting Admiral Rukalin? Yes, I'm afraid that he's been unexpectedly delayed, but he should be here shortly.
So get on with it. Why are you here?
Always direct and to the point. That's one of the things I've always hated about you. Such a self-righteous fool. Now, I know His Majesty left you a communique of some sort for Rokeli. Where is it? Ah, there. A holographic message capsule.
Admiral Rukalin, Boti, I have the greatest respect for you. A common man who rose to exalted rank through skill, courage, and determination. But through it all, the corridors of power have not changed you, as they have so many others. My friend, as my final act as Emperor of Galman, I name you my heir.
Oh, that won't do at all. Good thing I came prepared. You take this, old boy. I'll take that. Let's see. Masterson, you aren't nearly messy enough. I really must remember to thank Body for the loan of his server sidearm. Oh, excellent, Deacon. I see you've taken care of his aid while I was busy.
Of course, but we should depart, my lord. The security system won't be diverted for much longer.
Indeed, indeed.
Meanwhile, across the capital city at his office in the Military High Command Center, Fleet Admiral Kine is keeping abreast of developments.
My friend, as my final act as Emperor of Galman, I name you my heir.
Oh, that won't do at all. A thing I came prepared. You take this, old boy. I'll take that. Let's see. Master,
that
you
bastard.
He's moving without us. If you hadn't bugged Masterson's office, we'd never have known about this.
The problem is we cannot move against him. Not publicly, at least. If we reveal the murder of Masterson was at his hands, we'll have to reveal that Rucali was named heir.
Unless you edit the tape.
If we do, then Jenna can claim the footage was doctored.
Oh, this is getting out of hand! We have to move against Jenna!
It may come to that, Minya, but if we do so hastily, we'll end up dead.
Who says it has to be public? Who just have him murdered?
Minya, you're an idiot. What about his contingency plans? When whatever nasty blackmail material he has on us surfaces? No. Besides, murdering Jenna will only splinter the Empire's power structure.
I didn't think you were such a coward, Kine! If you won't do it, I will!
And I didn't realize you were such a liability. Tobin, come in here.
Yes, Admiral?
What is this, Kine?
Tobin, that little matter of Minya's blackmail package on me has been taken care of, correct?
Yes, sir. I destroyed it myself.
Good man. Exchequer Minya here just confessed to both of us that he aided in the death of Emperor Deslock, didn't he?
I heard it quite clearly, Admiral.
Excellent. Please shoot him.
Wait!
So useless. Thank you, Tobin. Please notify the military police and, the janitorial staff.
At once, Admiral Kine.
Good help is such a wonderful luxury. Now.
Sorry to be late. What's happened here? Masterson!
Freeze! Surrender or we'll open fire!
What?
Admiral Bodhi Rucali. You are under arrest for the murder of Lord Masterson and his aide.
I must admit that is a cunning move, Jenner.
The Argo continues to wait with General Faust's escort ships near the border. The time moves in slow, lurching gasps as the frustration grows within the crew.
All right, that's it. Enough sitting still. Steven, David, prepare to get underway.
On it.
Aye, Captain.
Thea, Addy, verify our course is still clear.
Yes sir. Captain.
Captain, shouldn't we remain with the escort?
There's something going on here, XO. Something beyond just bureaucratic inertia. My gut says we need to move. And now.
Understood, Captain.
Pulsar, hail General Faust and make our apologies. Tell him that we consider his obligations to us honorably fulfilled.
Warp fields forming ahead. Estimate 5 ships.
Ships emerging from warp now. Identifying. Silhouettes are identical to the ships that attacked the Aldrin.
Confirming. Power signatures identical.
Round 2.
Battle stations. Wave motion shields to maximum. Charge weapons.
Our escorts are... Wait, they're not intercepting. They're moving to flank us. Presenting minimum target aspect.
Faust must have been waiting for them.
we're really in it now.
Main gun charged, secondaries charged, defense grid standing by, forward missile tubes loaded and armed. The Black Tigers are ready to launch.
Safe to say the Goleman did attack the Aldrin. Score one for the captain's gut.
Compliment me after we get out of this.
Aboard General Faust's flagship,
the Argo is moving to engage.
No matter. Have our reinforcements complete their pass, then hammer the Argo's flanks. Move us and two escort cruisers to block the Argo's forward escape routes and have the other three cruisers assault the Argo's stern. Then, inform Admiral Kine of our impending victory.
Yes, sir.
Rise, Argo. Show me your glorious death.
Back aboard the Argo, the Starforce prepare their counterattack.
Enemy reinforcements are approaching in a five-ship spearhead formation.
Understood. Steven, set course for Faust's flagship, maximum combat speed. Let's make them bottle up if they want to keep their snare formation.
Aye, Captain. Give me some juice, Chief.
Engines to maximum.
Enemy reinforcements took the bait, adjusting their headings to maintain head-on interception.
Main guns, target the center ship of the reinforcing formation. Punch a hole straight through them.
Correct angle, plus 2 degrees. Firing solution complete.
Main guns, fire!
Direct hit on lead ship. It's veering to port.
The lead ship collided with two other ships. All three are floundering.
Leave them for the Tigers. Target the remaining two reinforcement ships with the forward torpedo launchers. Tubes 1 through 6. Fire!
Defensive fire caught most of them, but 3 got through. Damage to the 4 of each target.
They're slowing. I think their engines are losing power.
Energy surge from astern. 2 of Faust's escort cruisers are firing on us.
Combat. Load anti-beam umbrella torpedoes into the rear tubes. Fire when ready.
Firing.
The defensive torpedoes leap from the stern of the Argo. At optimum distance between the ship and their targets, they detonate, spreading a wide cloud of charged particles. Enemy fire entering the cloud is consumed like ice dropped into hot water.
Anti-particle umbrellas establish 3 megameters to our stern. Attacking ship's cannon fire can't penetrate the fields.
Damage report.
Aft main gun turret damage, but still operational.
The auxiliary engines are hit. Down to 90%.
Wave motion shields are taking a pounding. Down to 60% effectiveness.
How are the Tigers doing?
Kini reports that 2 of their target vessels are dead in space. No energy readings at all. 3rd is completely destroyed.
Have her leave a flight of fighters to keep those 2 targets contained and send the other 2 flights to engage the cruisers on our stern.
Compliance. Tigers are en route.
Aspect change in target battleship. It's circling out from behind its escort screen, away from the other enemy ships. All remaining ships are angling for our starboard.
Scorpion Sting.
What?
I studied this maneuver at the Academy. He's going to slingshot around his screening ships and us, keeping his bow pointed at us the entire time. It gives us a harder target to hit while bringing him around to our wounded rear.
Countermove?
Slow down and prepare to broadside. Wait for him to pass the apex of his turn. Target where he will be and hit him with all 3 main gun turrets.
We could throw in the port side missiles too. Give him something to really think about.
Do it, Mr. Timms. Cade, load the forward torpedo tubes with an even mix of anti-beam and anti-ship torpedoes. Target the remaining active enemy ships.
Aye, Captain.
Helm, reduce to combat speed 5. Show him our port side. Calm, get our birds out of the target area.
Combat speed 5, preparing to broadside, aye?
Shock cannon solution on the battleship complete.
Shooting solutions for forward and port side torpedoes complete.
Cade, fire forward torpedoes.
The torpedoes lance out from the prow of the Argo, detonating at either predetermined positions or against the hulls of Goleman warships. The result is a confused mass of debris, enemy ships, and anti-beam umbrella cloud. The enemy battleship, however, continues its sweeping turn, its forward cannons hammering at the Argo's shields, causing them to weaken as energy is absorbed and redirected. Standing upon his bridge, General Faust is ecstatic at the carnage. He doesn't even notice the Argo's guns tracking his ship's movement.
Yes, keep firing. Their screens are nearly spent. Increase forward firepower.
Incoming cannon fire from the target.
forward, interceptors down, main guns disabled.
No.
Helm is unresponsive. Engine's still at maximum and the throttle is stuck wide open. We're in an uncontrolled slew.
I can't.
Incoming missiles.
Such glorious death.
The Argo's missiles tear into Faust's flagship with abandon. They smash through the hull's armor prior to detonation, and the explosions chew through interior bulkheads, ship systems, and Faust's crew. The remains of the Gallman dreadnought explode in a brilliant conflagration. On the Argo's bridge, Cade Morgan cheers the counterattack's success.
Got him!
Remaining enemy status?
Enemy ships off our starboard bow destroyed. Self-destruct charges triggering throughout the reinforcing ships, like before.
The sky is clear, Captain.
Very good, Miss Holtz. What's our status?
Wave shields down to 2.5%. Recharge time is estimated at over 48 hours. Several port side emitters were fried, and we also have extensive hull damage along the port side where Faust's fire got through.
The main engine is operating at 30% efficiency. That's going to limit our warp range drastically. Auxiliaries are functioning, but aren't much better off.
Helm is fully responsive.
Combat? How are the weapons?
We went through a fair number of missiles. We weren't carrying a full load to begin with.
Aft main gun turret is showing damage to rotation motor, so we can't aim it. But the cannon seems sound.
Right. Not a combat mission, my foot. Admiral Drake owes us bottles of the good stuff after this. Engineer, can we warp at all?
We can clear the border, but not much past that.
Good. Addy, Thea, and Steven, get cracking on warp prep. The Gallman know where we are. We need to change that. Mr. Montgomery, you have the bridge.
Aye, Captain.
I'm going to check on the wounded. And for what it's worth, good job, everyone. That was a very tight spot, and you handled it with flying colors.
On the world of Gallmania, the tension is about to reach its breaking point. The citizenry cower at the fringes of sprawling cities, hoping to avoid the inevitable firestorm. Common soldiers begin to ask themselves tough questions about loyalty and duty, while their officers scheme for their own advantage. And all of it is observed from afar.
The Gallmen are turning on one another.
Such wasteful chaos.
What did you expect? They're primitives, prisoners to their own passions.
True. But they have the potential to grow past them, as do the humans. Just as we did in ages long past.
You may be giving them too much credit.
Perhaps. In any event, we must now accelerate our plans as well. Go to Minister Jenner and remind him of his obligations. I will prepare for the containment of the Terron system.
And if Jenner refuses to comply?
You may exercise your discretion. Now, excuse me. I must attend to something as well.
And with that, both mysterious figures vanish. Edward Morgan is not a soldier. He's an economist, a scholar of distribution systems, methods of conveying resources and the resulting wealth. He's used to lecture halls, to classrooms, and to the world of business. So finding himself running for his life down dark alleys on a hostile world, pursued by uniformed troops, he must ask himself a simple question. How did it come to this? He knows the answer. The Gallman betrayed him. Now, like a rabbit in a forest of foxes, he pelts headlong down rain-slick streets, down twisting ways. He runs because it is all he can do to live for one more moment. He can't even hide amongst the people, assuming any would shelter him. They all see the fear in his eyes and know what it means. They know who is chasing him, and they melt away from the hunt with practiced ease. Catching a heel, he is spilled to the floor of some grimy alley. In the puddle beneath him, Edward sees his own reflection, wide-eyed, panting, and terrified. Somehow, it sparks a kernel of humor.
I can't even hide easily. On this world, I'm almost literally a pink elephant.
You there! Halt!
Hold. Like there's any more chase left in me.
Just stay down. We'll make this quick.
You kidding? After that chase? I say we gut shoot him and leave him to bleed out in his own loose entrails.
Nah, we do this right. Orders.
Don't hurry on my account.
Hold!
What the? No witnesses!
Dissipate the particle power, de-energize the ignition matrix.
Huh? The shots stopped way before they got to him!
Then we do it the old-fashioned way.
Block the ion discharge, stem the energy flow, clog the thermal baffling, increase particle density, excite the matrices, nano the interaction chamber.
That's a nice trick. Thank you, my friend.
You're most welcome. Let me help you up.
Lord Baharuk, you have an exquisite sense of timing.
Not really. I did not see this betrayal come in time. Do you know the fate of Ambassador Sheridan?
No idea. He wasn't at the consulate when those goons kicked the door in. I just barely got out ahead of them.
Jenna, do you think? Or Kine?
Kine, definitely. Jenna would want to gloat.
Curse him! First he endangers the plan by ambushing the Argo, and then...
Wait, the Argo was ambushed?
Yes, by General Faust at Kine's order.
What happened?
Kine received a report that the Earthship was destroyed. I'm sorry, Edward.
Cade was still on board. He's dead?
There were no reports of captives or survivors.
We go through all this, and all I get is a dead brother?
I know it is difficult, Edward, but we must move forward. The plan is the only chance my people and yours have for survival. We must give Cade's death meaning.
Yes. Yes, we must.
Good. Now come, there is much to prepare.
The strange and ethereal Lord Baharuk places a supportive hand on Edward Morgan's shoulders, and they fade from sight. The planet Galman is only the beginning. The match has been struck, the fuse has been lit, and slowly, it burns down to the flashpoint of events that will reshape our galaxy, and perhaps beyond. And amongst the stars, one lone battleship limps slowly home. In a world gone mad, they are all alone in the night.
You've been listening to Sea of Stars, Odyssey, Episode 7, a Forward Momentum production. Based on the anime Uchu Senkan Yamato, created by Yoshinobu Nishizaki and Leiji Matsumoto, and Star Blazers, which is copyright Voyager Entertainment. Heard in this episode were Jessica Osborne as Madeline Venture, Michael Charles as Lord Masterson, Thomas Drake as Minister Jenner, Andrew Wilson as Emperor Deslock, Jay Thioid as Deegan, Stay Holland as Exchequer Minya, Josh Lambright as Admiral Kine, James Lundberg as Tobin, Luis Miscellaniano as Admiral Boti Rukali, James Balog as Cade Morgan, The Hamerton as Stephen Jacobs, Alex Tran as Thea Holtz, Coor as Reginald Montgomery, James Cleveland as Pulsar, Shannon Hobby as Addie Beaumont, Leo Griffiths as Baharuk Gao, Finn M.K. as Edward Morgan, Brandy Kirkpatrick as Lord Masterson's aide, Gina Scott, Jennifer Bonzik, and Peter Jiang as the Galman security officers, and Tom Dowdy, April Jensen, and Rachel Hussar as the Galman techs. This is Kyle Akers. The episode was written and directed by Devin Cox. Music for the series comes primarily from the soundtracks of the anime Uchu Senkan Yamato 2199, based on themes composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa and Kentaro Haneda.
as well as new works composed by Akira Miyagawa. Series-specific sound effects were drawn from The Quest for Iskendar and Comet Empire DVD box sets, as well as the Sound Fantasia Yamato CD. Sea of Stars Odyssey is a non-profit fan production, produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Blazers, Uchu Senkan Yamato, or any other copyrighted works mentioned or inferred herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, remain the property of their rights holders. No infringing claims are intended.
As the Star Force lick their wounds, the world of Galmania descends further into chaos. But there remain still greater revelations in the ominous night. Next time on Sea of Stars Odyssey, Episode 8, The Broken Storm. The longest of journeys begins with but a single step.